I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about too. You sang to me, I sang to you. That nursery rhyme, it stuck like glue. Secret game employed by you.
You running down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
Into the woods, I see my home.
Now, folks, a couple of weeks ago, the Old Fashioned was in studio with 37 band members. It was hot, sweaty, crazy time in the studio. And Darcy Wendover kind of led the charge, and he's back with a little solo thing going on. Have a listen.
I've been thinking about divine.
Dude, that is some great production. Where the heck did you get that all kind of mixed and worked out? That was a fantastic sound.
Oh.
Really? Is there a studio you steadily go to and use? Or do you go everywhere?
That one...
If you tell me you do this by yourself at home, I'm going to lose it.
I actually did
you
that
did not.
By my...
Two, so, well, one...
Are you kidding me?
actually, no. Partly. I started working on that... tune a few years ago at Inception Studios, and then last summer when I was going on tour, I needed something to bring with me, and so I basically slapped that
you
together.
You are such a freak show, man. And are you a teacher as well?
I am.
Science?
Yes and no.
I thought there was like a Breaking Bad thing going on here. Now, what do you teach?
I teach a regional contained gifted class.
And, what the heck does that mean?
Well, what it means is all the kids that are in the class test in the 99th percentile, and they...
I was trying to get away from all the smart stuff we just had in our show. We had three doctors. This lady here is a professor of philosophy, and you're a gifted teacher, dude.
I was a gifto as well, and same with Dave here, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have lost the show, man. You guys are taking over the world. You really have a fascinating life, interesting story, very cool people you seem to hang out with, and I'd like to take that as a segue for you to introduce who this cat is.
This is Dave Chan. Dave Chan and I have been playing together for a number of years with our old band Shoot the Cameraman, and now with a bunch of...
You know what? I would just love to make a business out of coming up with band names, because there's a plethora. That's a good name right there.
Yeah.
What was it called? Shoot the Cameraman.
Yeah.
Love
right.
it. Dave Chan, welcome to the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you for having me.
That's an awfully cool looking
mandolin
thing you have there.
Mandolin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here. No, that's one of them there fancy ones.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's how you have to talk when you have a mandolin.
Yeah, exactly.
She's birdie. Jace Robertson said on my show, who's from Duck Dynasty a little while ago, he said, "Whiskers on a woman, it ain't good. But it ain't a deal breaker." Is that your main instrument of choice?
I'm a drummer primarily.
Of course you are.
This thing's been my best friend for the past couple of years.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You play a variety of instruments, Darcy, as well?
Yeah, but I mostly stick to the guitar and singing. But I can play a bit of piano and a few other instruments.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yeah. Well, why don't we do a little something-something?
Sure.
Can you set up this first song for us?
Sure. This song's called This Ain't the Opera. And
love it.
And I wrote it on the way to a funeral, but the funeral has less to do with it. It's just it was a long drive, and I was listening to CBC Radio 1. And the program on at the time was definitely not the opera. And so I was listening to that, and I don't know, this song kind of wrote itself.
Just kind of came out. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, Darcy Wendover.
This ain't the opera. This ain't a well she fell in. This ain't a candle blowing out. It's just oh, oh, oh my God. Honey, won't you come back home? On this night of forgiveness, the lighthouse tolls. It thunders through darkness. It's fire to the cold. I ain't cast a blunder through the words that you wrote. I know I deserve this, but I know you were wrong. 'Cause this ain't the opera. This ain't the welch you fell in. This ain't your candle blowing out. They ain't you cashing in my sins. It's just oh, oh, oh my God. Honey, won't you come back home? These stitches are sealing. This bucket is full. These old mangled footprints, they walk through the floor. I don't understand you, but I know how you feel. Well, if love were that easy, well, I'd just let you leave. 'Cause this ain't the opera. This ain't a well. Blowing out. This ain't your cashing in my sins. It's just oh, oh, oh my God. Honey, won't you come back home? Take it away, Dave.
So good. What a great sound. Darcy Wendover on the Drew Marshall Show live with his little buddy David. Little buddy David. Sounded awkward there. How'd you guys meet? Not in the gifted class, did you?
No, oh. No. Let's see. We met because we joined a band together.
How many bands have you been in, Darcy?
Many. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Dave, does he keep getting kicked out?
Well, his behavior, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I've heard.
He has to keep it to himself.
And David, are you in another thing as well? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I have a couple different projects happening.
Are you full-time muso?
Yep.
Man, yeah. I don't know how you guys make money. It's just fantastic. You work your guts off. I know you do. In this industry, in this country, it's a tough slog out there. Mm-hmm. Slog, whatever it is. All right. Well, I want to talk about this CD. And before I talk about this CD, do you mind if we talk a little bit about the Old Fashioned?
Absolutely.
Because there's a little CD launch coming up.
Yeah. On June 11th at the Dakota Tavern, we're doing a whole country variety show a la Porter Wagner kind of. Hosted by Colonel Tom Parker, and it's gonna be a blast. And so we're doing a CD release for the Old Fashioned.
That was a blast when you guys were here. I mean, it was hot in the studio because there were 37 of you, as I said before. Yeah. But it was just great to have y'all here. Yeah. But you're able to hold your own quite nicely all by your little old self. Some of Darcy's fondest childhood memories is what we're about to talk about. Because I read this somewhere. Include driving around in his cousin Ira's truck. First of all, Ira and truck usually don't go together.
Oh, yeah. No, that the two are synonymous. Come on.
Listening to Claude King, Johnny Horton. Started playing country music to pay homage to his late father, Lloyd. Mm-hmm. You know, we chatted a little bit about this before. My dad used to force me to listen to country music.
Yeah, you know, my father never forced me to necessarily, but that's just what was on the radio. It was either that or like 50s rock and roll, which, you know, kind of made...
There's some bleed over there back in those days.
Oh, big time, yeah. Big time. That whole rockabilly sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, when my father was kind of getting to the end of his life, you know, I got an opportunity to share that with him a bit, you know, and to play music for him. And
how long ago did your dad pass?
That was 4 years ago. And
hold on, I got to stop. I'm sorry, man. That sucks. That's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, he had a brain tumor. He had a good, solid 3-year battle with it. But he just had a tremendous amount of dignity and just the way that he went about things. And this is actually a great segue into the next song, because this next song is one that I wrote for him. I feel like I wrote it, or maybe he kind of wrote it to a degree. It kind of wrote itself while I was sitting there. I was at the hospice with him, and he had been in a coma for a few days. And the song just sort of wrote itself. And I was by myself in the room with him, and that's when the song was written.
Let's do it, man. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Darcy Wendover.
Go home. I'm feeling so cold, never felt so low. Though I know I'm not alone, let me go home. Three years I fought, and 3 years I won, but that old familiar light from that setting sun reminds me of the time, and I know my work's done. Yes, I know my work's done, and my day is nearly done. Open the door and let me go home. I'm feeling so cold, never felt so low. Though I know I'm not alone, let me go home. For me to go, I need to know you'll be alright. In time you'll see the likes of me. You'll be
swollen skin round a weathered band of gold. My heart lives in the summer, but my fingers, they grow cold. And at night, you keep on singing all those stories that we told. All those stories that we've told. All those stories don't get old. Open the door and let me go home. I'm feeling so cold, never felt so low. Though I know I'm not alone, let me go home. Open the door and let me go home. I'm feeling so cold, never felt so low. Though I know I'm not alone, let me go home.
Beautiful stuff, man. Absolutely beautiful. Well done. Fantastic. You know, to have a tribute song, although every time I hear that phrase, tribute song, I think of Jack Black, to have a tribute song for your dad like that, I don't know, is it? Could you consider it a tribute song for your dad?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like,
because, man, that just melts you, dude.
You know, here's the thing, like, a lot of the words were just things that he had said in the last few weeks, because the way that the brain tumor was affecting him, it was affecting his ability to communicate. This is he was a brilliant man, and for him to have that sort of situation where he was like living in a cage, essentially, it was pretty difficult. So, you know, when he got past his birthday, he was like, you know, just open the door and let me go home. I just want to. He couldn't actually say I want to die, but what he was saying was, open the door and let me go home. And that just, like, stuck with me. So that's where that song came from.
Having been a former pastor, hospital chaplain, grew up in the funeral home, all that stuff, you know, those moments to me, this is going to sound a little cheesy, but I'm sincere, are the most divine.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Did losing, and I ask this of a lot of people, did losing your dad, especially when it comes to this brain tumor stuff, because that is horrific.
Yeah.
Did that cause you any spiritual angst, any soul angst, any what the hell's going on angst?
Absolutely. You know, I had not really thought about things spiritually until that moment, you know. And the moment my father passed was like so powerful. I had an incredible sense of peace, which, you know, I couldn't have predicted how I would feel at that moment until it actually happened, and I was like, whoa. You know, I felt like he had gone to a better place, which I hadn't even conceptualized before. So it was a powerful moment for me, for sure.
I want people to hear some more from this CD of yours, and I should have asked this before it went to air. I asked you what we're going to lead in with.
Yeah, just, well, for this. It's a tune about a love affair that had, you know, just kind of burned itself out because it was so hot.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right, buddy.
And this one's called Caught Fire.
Love it. Off his CD, we're talking about Darcy Windover here. And, of course, that would be a good website to go to as well, darcywindover.com.
We were sick, we were on the mend, and we got back together to build this part of our fence. And then we crashed the car in a break in the hedge. There was something in the coffee that just turned my head. Yeah, the sugar in the coffee just turned my head. I felt the touch, you felt the same. And we grabbed the wrong jackets from the coat check claim.
And we tried to bring them back, but we were both ashamed. So we burned all the evidence and quit the game. Yeah, we burned all the evidence and quit the game. And we caught fire, and we fanned the flames. We tried, and we both blamed. Sometimes a lie is just a name for the loss of a love that you can't explain. For the loss of a love that you can't explain. Sometimes we hurt, so we can feel what's right. To feel the love we make, you gotta learn how to fight. Like the stars in the darkest night.
Well, I'm pretty sure y'all are digging this. That's how you have to say it too. DarcyWendover.com. That's who you've been listening to right now. He's been performing live in the studio. We're going to take a short break. He's going to come back and do a couple more songs. So we're happy about that. Do us a favor, will you? Stay with us. DrewMarshall.ca. You can stream live. You can go to your smartphone and get the TuneIn app. Listen to us live there. Or on this little station called Joy 1250. We'll be right back.
Sometimes a lie is just for the loss of the love that you can't explain. For the loss of the love that you can't explain. For the loss of the love that you can't explain. Sometimes I wear my heart on my sleeve. And when I open my arms, will you roll me down? Will you breathe.
7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to the Drew Marshall Show.
Will you blow me down?
Well, it is a thrill, and I say that genuinely, to have Darcy Wendover back in the studio. He was here a couple of weeks ago with his other band, the Old Fashioned, which, by the way, have a sort of a regular stint in the Big Smoke. Would you call it Hipster Central?
Yeah, Dundas and Ossington. So, yeah, we play at Opera Bob's Public House, which is right at Dundas and Ossington, just down from the Lakeview. And we play every Sunday night from 9 till 12.
You know, if they had a takeout window there, they could call it Sideshow Bob's.
Possibly, but they do actually have food at Opera Bob's, believe it or not, and pretty good pub food actually.
I'm gonna need to go.
Yeah,
that's one place I've not been.
So there you go.
Yeah,
come tomorrow.
What?
Come tomorrow.
Think that through for a second. You know what? I actually might.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just.
It's Mel's birthday too.
Well, in that case.
Yeah.
Mel who?
Melanie Brulé.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be a good time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except that means I'm going to have to buy her a drink or a six.
That's okay, but because we're the old-fashioned and because...
Sponsorship!
Jameson's loves us. Jameson sponsors us every Sunday night with cheap Jameson's.
Yeah, you know what?
For old-fashions.
I know Jameson's is your sponsor, but they're cheap Jameson's. I'm not a big fan of. They're Redbreast, 15-year-old, or they're 18-year-old.
Yeah, well, that could do as well, but really after the third or fourth one, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into another tune, man.
Sure.
What are we going to do?
This is another one that is slated to come out on the record coming up. And
when is this record dropping?
Oh, this record is going to drop. I'm hoping in the fall. I'm looking to do a launch of that in the fall. And I'm also hoping to have it in my hot little hands when I go on tour this summer out west.
There's a lot of things that you just brought up that we just can't skip over. Tour?
Yeah, I'm touring as a duo with Kevin from the Old Fashioned.
Is he the Steel Good?
Good, yes.
Which is a guy in a
He's a good dude. He's an incredible pedal steel player, and he also plays banjo and he plays guitar. Oh,
I hate him.
Yeah, well.
But a good guy to tour with.
They call him the General, and they don't call him the General for nothing, right? So he's going on tour with me out west. We're gonna hit a couple of festivals and a whole bunch of.
What kind of vehicle are you driving in? You know, speaking of the General.
Yeah.
You guys should tour in the General Lee, man.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome. Yeah, we'd have to have an awfully big trailer to go with that.
True story. Well, for tour details and new CD details and all sorts of details, it's DarcyWindover.com. Pretty simple. All right, Sorry. Song. What are we doing?
All right, this one's called Give Up and Go, and the title is a bit deceptive because it's actually, you know, I write a lot of songs about love gone bad, but this one's about love gone good. So here you go.
Thank you. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Darcy Windover with, what's his name beside him? I'm kidding. David Chan. By the way, when we come back from this song, we need to highlight you a little bit. Do you mind?
Sure.
Do we mind if we just kind of put the spotlight on you? Okay. Here we go, folks.
All right. If loving you is just a dream, then don't ever wake me up. Well, I go down to the Catskills and talk with Hudson's men and drink so much moonshine I won't ever wake again and sleep forever dreaming of your eyes, 'cause I can, 'cause I can. If loving you is just a lie, a story too hard to believe, well, I walk out from the wings and say all the world's a stage. My part will be the lover, but I'll sound just like a sage. And when the clapping's over, I'll crawl back into my cage. In my cage. Before you give up and go, I'll take you, baby, to the coast. And when we get there, we'll toast all the pretty things that loving you would know. We'll jump right in, I'll never let you go. If loving you is just a want, a habit we come to be,
Well, these bare walls and curtain calls will paint the evening through, and every day we'll find another thing for me to lose, and nothing will remain but the stars and me and you. Me and you. Before we give up and go, I'll take you, baby, to the coast. And when we get there, we'll toast all the pretty things that loving you would know. We'll jump right in, I'll never let you go. And we'll jump right in, I'll never let you go. And we'll jump right in, I'll never let you go.
Well done, guys. Fantastic stuff. Darcy Wendover on the Drew Marshall Show. Dave.
Yes, sir.
You seem like a humble kind of guy. Quiet and humble. Is he really like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about some projects you're involved with. This is your chance, man, to shine.
Yeah, right now I'm working a lot with a band called Drumhand, okay. Drumhand.ca. We are, I call it percussion dance jazz. We're three percussionists and usually two horn players. But basically we write original compositions, borrowing devices and instruments from around the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this like Blue Man Group meets Chicago?
I've never heard it described that way, and I probably wouldn't do that myself. So, listeners, forget what you just heard, please.
Oh, I think I just pulled something.
But, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We're hitting the Beaches Jazz Fest this summer in July, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
And
where'd you grow up, man?
I grew up in a small town called Goderich, Ontario.
Where the number one pickup line is, "Hey, baby, nice tooth."
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I have history in Oakville, in fact.
Oh, yeah? So you come from money?
Perhaps. I've never seen any of it, but...
No, there are definitely two extremes here in Oakville. I mean, there's certainly the flat-out crazy wealthy, and then there's the real folks on the other side of the track, that's for sure. So the musical thing, is that a family deal you grew up with?
My brothers and sisters all had a pretty wide interest in music, so I'm the youngest of four, so
okay.
I picked up a lot from them, but and it just carried on.
Right. That last song was begging for a little fiddle, a little smooth, soft, you know,
it's good
dirty fiddle in there.
I'll have to tell Aaron about that. Aaron Como is the man who's in charge of producing that song and the other 13 or 14 tunes that are going to end
just
up on that track.
Little phone call to Allie Rainey, you know, let her do something in her own studio and send it over.
Right on.
I think that'd be a great little thing there.
Yeah, sure.
Just thought I'd throw out some more pertinent information. you guys, you know, it's a typical sort of interview question when we talk to musos, and I know we've talked to you about this before, Darcy, but David, your influences, people that kind of have rocked your world musically over the years, would be who?
I'm a big fan right now of Daniel Lanois, but a lot of...
So is Bono.
Yeah, jazz musicians from the 50s. I was really into that period.
Nice.
Ahmad Jamal, Elvin Jones, John Coltrane.
Would you go any older? Would you go all the way back to like the Mills Brothers or something like that?
I don't know the Mills Brothers, but I could go pretty far back.
Okay, yeah. All right. So would you say jazz is your baby?
Maybe not anymore. It's grown up. Wow. Yeah, kind of folk roots is the baby right now.
Interesting.
Currently, yeah. I used to listen to the band a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's where I threw that down a lot. Come on, seriously, you've never had anyone say that you've got sort of a band inflection or you've got a...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You actually compared me to John Fogerty, which was...
yeah.
That was the one I was a little surprised at.
But do you see that, Dave? Do you hear that? Fogerty?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I haven't thought about that too much.
Fogerty meets Blue Man Group?
or in not. Chicago?
In Chicago,
or
yeah.
Kansas?
Kansas.
America.
yeah. Okay, what are we going out with, man?
I think we'll play Brooklyn, Darling. And this is another one that's going to be featured on the upcoming record.
Brilliant. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Dave Chan, and what's his name? What is it again?
Darcy Wendover.
.com.
Every time I come in through your door, ooh, baby, I seen that face before. Take me by the hand, baby, take me to your shore. Show me what she used to be, I want a little more. Brooklyn, darling, you can play my wife. Storms bleed hot every time you cry. Brooklyn, darling, my heart you stole. I love you just as much as my old time rock and roll. When I met you for the first time, I was looking for the gold. Like a minor 49er, prospecting in your soul. Then shining in the darkness, I saw glitter in your eyes. I knew right then there was no gold, but diamonds in your mind. Brooklyn, darling, you can be my wife. Stones bleed hunt every time you cry. Brooklyn, darling, my heart you stole. I love you just as much as my old time rock and roll. Oh, my heart, I'm on the man. Don't take too long. Don't take too long. Hey, wait a
fantastic stuff. Darcy Windover on the Drew Marshall Show, darcywindover.com. That's where you want to go to find out about the tour and the new album coming up and Sunday nights at Opera Bob's and the Old Fashioned and
June 11th at the Dakota.
Dude, I'm like, can I come to that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's already in the book.
Awesome.
So coming to that. Appreciate it very much. And Dave, thank you again. Sounded great. Really good stuff, man. Yeah. All right, folks, that is the end. This is the end of our show. Do you remember that? No, you're not old enough. Anybody? No.
This is the end.
How many This Is the End songs can we come up with?
Or,
yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're going to load all of our show by the end of the week for your re-listening pleasure. Go to drewmarshall.ca, and you'll be able to listen to everything again.
Last time you walked through this door, I swear you were my friend. Since then, it seems I've become last year's fashion trend. Did you find them in the pages of your weekly magazine? When did you lose yourself and become my hipster queen? Hipster queen. Stole my heart and fled the scene. She rides her bike like a limousine. That tight jean hipster queen. You're always talking about your books, but do you read them to the end? 2020 vision. So how come you pretend you wear your horn-rimmed glasses, but you don't need them to see. You'd say you were full of sh- if you weren't a hipster queen.